Now we turn to his Democratic primary opponent, David Sartori. He's a Vietnam veteran, a retired probation and parole agent. He spent 30 years working at the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. He joins us now from our studio in Milwaukee. David Sartori, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob. I'm glad to be with you.
So start us off with the basics. Why do you want to be the next state treasurer here in Wisconsin?
Currently, the state treasurer's office is in absolute turmoil. Almost all the functions, with the exception of the service of the treasurer on the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, is the only real, true, meaningful function that the treasurer serves. I also would like to add, if I may, that one thing that you missed in the introduction, it's something that I'm very, very proud of personally. I am the top blood donor in the United States. I've given a little over 139 gallons since age 21. I've given whole blood, platelets. I'm on the emergency platelet list, and I would like to say that one day before the terrible terrorist bombing in Boston, I gave platelets at the Milwaukee Blood Center, and unbeknownst to me at the time, my platelets went to the lab here, and the next day, the terrorist attack occurred, and Massachusetts, New England ran out of platelets, and my platelets were on the first outgoing plane to help those people who were tragically injured and sustained life-threatening, life-altering injuries.
Well, I've got some catching up to do on blood donations. Looking at the Office of the State Treasurer, there have been calls, including from one of the candidates on the Republican side in this race, to just get rid of the office completely, saying it no longer serves the purpose, if it ever did. Make the case that the state treasurer position still matters.
This is deja vu all over again. The current treasurer 4 years ago ran on a platform of eliminating the office and promising the people that if he could not successfully eliminate the office, he would not run for re-election. Well, that is the case. At least the gentleman is a man of his word. The position of Wisconsin State Treasurer is extremely critical. It is a full cabinet position elected. When you elect people, you have accountability. You have transparency. Right now, the previous speaker spoke about the backlog of unclaimed property. My sources indicate that we have officially about 7,600 property claims still pending. My information discloses that we actually have way over 10,000 and that there are boxes, sealed boxes in the Department of Revenue that are taped and have not even been opened. This money doesn't belong to the state of Wisconsin. It belongs to the claimants. And we have an obligation to make sure that we get that money back. The Department of Revenue lusted for years to control unclaimed property. They have fallen flat on their face. I also want to make it very clear that the treasurer employees that were transferred from Wisconsin Treasurer's Office to the unclaimed unit in the Department of Revenue are being bullied and there are attempts to intimidate them, and it's gotten to be a real terrible, terrible political mess. Our employees that were transferred to the Department of Revenue, I want them back. This is what my agenda is. Number one, I want to get our current employees, approximately five, who are in the subterranean, windowless, airless, musty basement office under the state rotunda. I want them to get out of the building. I want them to be placed in a professional business office where we can start improving morale. Once I am elected, I also want the EdVest program returned to the treasurer. I also want the 529 EdVest program returned, and I also want the municipal government investment pool returned. All the functions that were transferred from treasury to revenue, I want back. Now, believe it or not, there are four Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee. Three of the four Democrats voted with the Republicans to transfer these out. Only John Richards was the only one who stood up and said, no, they belong in the treasurer's office. And I also want to compliment Senator Glenn Grothman, who his position was that the unclaimed property should never be transferred to revenue, and that the Treasury did an outstanding job at handling unclaimed property. Oh. Again, with an elected office, you have transparency, you have accountability. The buck stops here.
Well, the idea is, I suppose, that why should the state have two separate entities that's doing things related to money? Isn't it more efficient to wrap them up under one, in this case, the Department of Revenue?
Actually, there are more than two if you count the Department of Financial. There are more than two. One could say that it all belongs into the Treasury's office, which many states have. That has not been the situation in Wisconsin. My first goal is not pie-in-the-sky thinking. It's not to do something outlandish. It's to get these functions, get these precious, experienced, trained staff members back from the Department of Revenue under the treasurer's office. Now, the Department of Revenue said, all we need is a little bit more time. We're spending over $1 million on computerization. And what they aren't saying is most of the hardware and software, the vendors are all out of state. None of them are local. And I very much resent this. I mean, we have software manufacturers in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Verona, Madison, Milwaukee. Why is it that we can't use some of our tax dollars to purchase items from Wisconsin manufacturers?
If you're elected, you'll be a Democratic state treasurer, likely with a Republican legislature. How would you work with Republican legislators to try to get some of those duties back into the department, the Treasury Department there?
First of all, I would like to encourage all the listeners to go to my website, badgersfordavesartori.com. And I want to say that I was a member of the Republican Party many years ago. I left. I became very active in the Democratic Party because of the extremism that has generated in the Republican Party. The Republican Party, in many ways, is at war with itself. I'll give you a typical example. Last year, I volunteered at the Democratic Party booth for Milwaukee County at State Fair Park. I took a break. I went down to the Republican Party booth. They were selling beautiful American flags, and it said on the front, proudly made in the, and then there was an asterisk. You turn it over, PRC. What in the world is the PRC? They were selling American flags made in communist China. Then I looked at some of the other items they were selling, T-shirts, viciously racist with Pancho Villa type of caricatures, about ready to jump over the U.S.-Mexican border. And on the American side were members of the Tea Party with shotguns and submachine guns to stop them. That's ridiculous. Did anyone ever hear of moderation and working together for a common purpose? We all elected officials, their primary purpose is to serve the people of the state of Wisconsin. Now, I've held elected office before as an alderman in Greenfield. I helped and worked very hard to bring the 911 system to Milwaukee County. I also have served on the Milwaukee County Election Commission for 4 years, and I can proudly say that I was nominated by the Democratic Party of Milwaukee County. And the county exec, who at the time was Mr. Scott Walker, appointed me. And I served for 4 years serving on the Milwaukee County Election Commission, the only election commission in the state of Wisconsin. My mother was a Republican. My sister was a Republican. The current Republican Party is not reflective of the philosophy of my sister or mother.
David, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, sir.
That's David Sartori, one of two Democratic candidates running in next week's primary for state treasurer.